Hello and welcome to the April 25th episode of This Week in Kirkland, the official podcast of the City of Kirkland, bringing you timely topics and noteworthy news delivered to you every week. I'm your host, Jim Lopez, one of two deputy city managers here at the city, joined today, as always, by two members of our podcast team.
Kate Ryan.
And David Wolbrecht.
As well as our special guest, Ryan Marie Tomisto.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for having me.
Welcome.
We're excited to have you here today, and you're going to be talking a little bit about stormwater pollution.
Oh, and preventing it.
That's a big deal.
Cool. It is a big deal.
Preventing stormwater pollution.
Yeah, it's something we probably don't think about enough.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk all about it today, but before we do, here are the topics we're covering this week.
A few announcements, including how to participate in our 4th of July parade, get rebates for planting trees on your property, and a community action training school opportunity.
Mm, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. Plus, Kirkland firefighters were strongly represented at the Future Women in the Emergency Medical Services and Fire Workshop. Super cool. Mm-hmm. Tell you about that. Help fundraise to fix the Pride crosswalk at Marina Park.
That's good.
And also a shout out for our Kirkland events guide.
And my friends, a reminder that we always have links and more information in the show notes.
That's right.
Our show notes are like a library, a resource center.
Absolutely are.
So don't forget to check our resource center, a.k.a.
The show notes.
But first, our big story of the week. The City of Kirkland wants to thank our amazing volunteers at our annual Community Appreciation Night. Drum roll, please. Come celebrate with a night full of live performance.
Very fun. Now, I hear there's a rumor, Jim. Yes. Can you confirm or deny that the council might be involved in some live performances?
Yeah, not the first person that has asked that question.
Okay.
And I just can't confirm or deny it.
Oh, okay. So you're saying we've got a chance.
Okay.
Well, the night is also full of awards to our volunteers.
That really is what the night is all about. It's the council's basically heartfelt thank you to our volunteers.
And if you are interested in learning more, the invitation for this event is broadly...
Yes. Come on down.
Come on down. Yes. Broadly what? I don't know. But you should come and find out what I was about to say. So Wednesday, May 15th at 6 p.m. at the Kirkland Performance Center. Light refreshments.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It should be a good...
It's going to be...
It's going to be a great night.
This event qualifies as an event not to be missed.
Absolutely. Especially because now, Jim, there's also a rumor that the main host of the podcast is also going to be making some performances.
Yeah, I think there's might be something to that rumor.
Okay.
And even the This Week in Kirkland
podcast itself
might make an appearance.
Oh, intriguing. Yeah,
so we're just dropping
a
lot
preview.
Of preview for people. So sign up in the...
In the show notes?
Yeah, in the Resource Center.
The Resource Center. Yeah. That is our show notes. So the 4th of July will be here before we know it.
Fact. Yeah.
And you, my friend, you could be a part of our beloved Celebrate Kirkland parade.
Yeah, if you want to volunteer with a float or help the parade to run smoothly, well, we could use your applications today. Yeah.
Don't forget, we are also still looking for a parade grand marshal.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah. So if you know someone who exemplifies dedication to the Kirkland community, nominate them today.
Yeah, that's great.
Much more information to come about Celebrate Kirkland. It's not just a parade. It's a full-on day of fun.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And there's also a rumor that the Kirkland podcast may... appear there.
Well, we're just...
We might just be...
Have podcasts, we'll travel. Yeah. It's great. Yeah.
That is another event.
Anthony's just shaking his head there behind us.
He's like, shameless.
That is really shameless. Technically hard, folks. Anyway.
Not something I've ever had any trouble with. You
know? Yeah.
In the spirit of Arbor Day, the city still has tree rebates and prepaid certificates for folks to plant trees on their property. And that's very cool.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Trees are awesome and do so much. So the city provides up to $500 per property for planting qualified trees. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can use these funds to buy compost or mulch during planting or watering bags to help your new trees thrive in the summer.
Act now.
Yeah. Wow, what a great program.
Yeah, absolutely. It is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the next city council meeting is on Tuesday, May 7th. And this is one of those odd months where there's an extra week between council meetings.
Mm-hmm. So we will have more information on the upcoming agenda, which is May 7th, next week.
Yes, so we'll have more information when it's a little closer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's Kirkland going to be like in 20 years? Ever think about that?
Sometimes. Yeah. Some of our staff think about it all the time.
All the time.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Literally paid to do that. Yeah, that's their job. Yeah.
So what do we as a community want to be like?
Great question.
Mm-hmm. Well, these questions and more are answered in a critical document called the Comprehensive Plan.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
And so building on months of community engagement and really focused staff work.
They do so much.
So much. Yeah. We're kicking off the home stretch of what is referred to as our comprehensive plan process.
Yes.
This is a multi-year planning process where we're dreaming ahead, looking at 20 years in Kirkland.
Mm-hmm. So coming up next is some public hearings at the Planning Commission meetings. These are on second and fourth Thursdays, in case you were wondering. And there are some open houses on draft sections of the comp plan, including its vision statement and guiding principles, parks, recreation, open spaces, economic development, and so much more.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the first one is coming up here on May 9th. So hope to see you there.
And don't worry so much about reality. Bring vision.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. I think I did put in there, I mentioned last week, electric chargers for personal drone transportation.
You're speaking my language.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just, you know.
Yeah.
That's a 20-year vision for sure.
Yeah, that's mine. Yeah.
Think of what could happen in 20 years.
I mean, I was promised jetpacks when I was a kid.
right.
This is the next best thing.
So the city is currently phasing out the use of gas-powered leaf blowers in Kirkland.
Mm-hmm. So switching to electric both reduces environmental impacts of gas emissions and keeps the neighborhood quiet. Two universally good things that we can all get behind.
Yes. And we've got an easy way to be a part of this. You can make the switch at our trade-in event on May 4th. It's going to be at the North Kirkland Community Center. You just drive on through, drop off your gas-powered, receive a $100 voucher toward a new electric leaf blower.
Wow, another,
very cool.
Another financial incentive program.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So great. So six of Kirkland's finest participated in last week's Future Women an EMS and fire workshop. That sounds really cool.
Yeah, this is super cool. So special thanks to Lieutenant Megan Keyes and firefighter EMTs Lirette, Patillo, and Ofku, McPhee, and Sorn for joining women in the fire service from across the King County for two full days of hands-on experiences, Q&A sessions, mentorship opportunities, all as a way to connect with women interested in the career in fire and emergency services.
Thank you so much.
Great. Yeah, it's a great opportunity to cultivate women interested in serving. And note, you know, workshops are held twice a year. And so if you or someone you know in your life might be interested in learning more, the next one is hosted in October and it'll be down in the Renton Regional Fire Authority.
Yes. And of course, EMS is Emergency Medical Services.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Absolutely.
So Kirkland Parks and Community Foundation is partnering with Amazon and the city, us, to repair and upgrade the defaced Kirkland Pride crosswalk in Marina Park. It's a beautiful crosswalk.
So here's the deal. Amazon is tripling everyone's donation to help fix the crosswalk that's been defaced.
Okay, and mathematically, what does that mean?
Yeah, so, yeah, math means, in public.
Yeah.
It means boom.
Yeah, it means boom.
Back in,
there it is.
A lot more coming our way.
Yeah, I think you donate one, it turns into four.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So funds will help provide a more durable, easier to maintain surface to ensure that it remains a meaningful symbol for years to come.
Are you passionate about habitat restoration and resilience for salmon, wildlife, and humans?
Gosh. Well, maybe.
Well,
maybe it should be.
If so, then consider joining the Mid-Sound Community Action Training School.
Yeah. It's a free program for all ages, and the program covers scientific, social, cultural, and political issues that are important to watershed health and salmon recovery.
Sounds super cool.
Really great.
Yeah, and no prior experience needed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, check it out.
So looking for an easy way to fill your calendars.
We've got an easy way.
We have an easy way. We're here for you.
Yes.
Tell us.
How about subscribe to Kirkland Events?
Yes. So you can join over 10,000 other subscribers and get next month's events delivered straight to your email inbox.
Yep. Whoa, that's a
10,000.
We just reached that milestone. We're growing.
Hey, ding, ding, ding. All right.
That's really great.
Check out Kirkland Events, folks.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. Speaking of events.
We have a few for you to check out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Relax your stress away at a restorative sound bath class. We have a few coming up, actually, May 7th, June 18th, and August 13th.
Or sweat it out at the Kirkland Half and 5K on May 5th.
And teens can get their CSI and Sherlock on at tomorrow night's murder mystery party. hosted by our very own Parks and Community Services.
And finish that spring cleaning at our next recycling collection event on May 11th.
Oh, nice.
I kind of feel like at this point, we all on the podcast need to take the restorative sound bath.
That would be nice.
Should we bring the podcast there, Jim? Maybe. Oh. Maybe we should. We could see if they have to host us.
It's just like, it sounds like it's such an interesting thing.
Yeah, we've mentioned it a lot.
We've mentioned it a lot.
We've read through the description, but
it might be fun if we just go experience it, and then we could, you know.
Yeah, bring back like a singing bowl as part of the like podcast production.
I think it would be great.
Okay.
I thought you were going to suggest the Kirkland half.
You know, that's a great suggestion.
We'll take that under gauntlet. And that, of course, brings us to our five over five. That's five questions in what is sure to be over 5 minutes with our special guest, Ryan Marie Tomisto.
Hello, welcome, everybody. Ryan Marie. Thank you so much. So happy to be here today.
Yeah.
Now, Ryan Marie, you're here to talk about stormwater pollution prevention, and your position is a water quality program coordinator.
Absolutely.
Tell us what that what a water quality program coordinator does.
Yeah. So my title is water quality program coordinator. But what do I do? Simply, my goal and my passion is to reach out and build relationships with our community to work together to prevent stormwater pollution.
Oh, that's great.
Wow. Love that. Yeah. So that looks like meeting people out in the community. Like informing them, educating them on issues related to water quality?
Yeah, absolutely. I love the opportunity to meet with single family residents, multifamily businesses, anyone who will give me 5 minutes to chat. But I want to connect with them. I want to build relationships and talk about how we can all do our part to protect those wetlands, those streams, and those lakes that we love so much here in Kirkland.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, because I have this feeling like people probably don't know the depth at which our water system, our stormwater prevention system, the depth at which it is important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you know that every storm drain in the city of Kirkland, every storm drain on the roadway, in a parking lot, all lead to a downstream wetland, stream, or lake?
Okay,
it is completely separate from the sewer system.
It's just straight shot, though.
It's just a long path, but everyone.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So that's so critical importance.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeez. And again, it's separate from all of the water that goes through your sinks or your toilets. Separate pipes. The stormwater system goes to your streams, your wetlands, and your swimming beaches. Okay. Yes.
So we truly are, all of us, stewards of the environmental health of our city.
Absolutely.
Every single day.
Absolutely.
Wow. And Ryan Marie, you are empowering people to understand their importance and their like critical part that they all play.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody can do one small part to make a huge impact to protect our stormwater system.
Yeah. So, okay. Amazing. So we have a lot of cool stuff to chat about. Before we get into that, how did you come to the city of Kirkland?
Well, I've been working in public sector for stormwater pollution prevention for over 25 years. I've worked at Seattle Public Utilities, City of Bellevue, and now I'm here at City of Kirkland. Yeah,
awesome.
Doing the same job, same goal, same mission.
So what brought you to the shining city on the hill?
I love this city. Absolutely love this community. And I will admit, I live here. Oh. I've lived here for over 20 years. Wow. So I wanted to work in the community that I love so much. Wow,
that's wonderful.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So in that space, I live here too.
So do I.
Yep, same.
So in that space, what's a favorite thing you have about Kirkland?
One of my most favorite things I love to do here at Kirkland is on a beautiful, sunny summer afternoon is go watch the sunset at one of our beautiful waterfront lakes.
So nice.
Denny, 180 Beach, Marina Park, beautiful sunsets. The whole community is out there enjoying it and doing it together. It's pretty special.
It is.
Can't beat it.
It's beautiful, and it's kind of this community-enhancing experience because we're all going out and experiencing it together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Enjoying it together.
That's cool. It's really cool that you bring that up because I think so much a part of the identity of the city goes back really generations because the previous councils took just really had great foresight in preserving those spaces along Lake Washington, the lake, for future generations.
Yeah.
And I think that spirit of capturing wonderful things for future generations has been part of the identity of councils throughout our history as a city. And the your experiences are a reminder of that. You know, I think of things now like the CKC, the Cross Kirkland Corridor.
Yeah,
you know, finding those public spaces that we know future generations are going to really love.
Yeah, well said.
So bravo. So Ryan Marie, you're here to talk about stormwater pollution prevention. So what's happening?
So I'd love to talk today about a recent public outreach event that we did, but I'd love to share it with the community.
That sounds like fun.
Oh, cool. Yeah, yeah.
It was a blast. So we teamed up with a vendor, Rainworks, that installs really creative artwork on concrete surfaces.
Oh, okay.
And it's an invisible spray. And you spray down the artwork on concrete, and you will only see this magical message when it rains. And we did this recently at Juanita Beach Park. Wow. We installed over eight fun animal pollution prevention messages throughout the park. And it is a blast. We installed them. We revealed them this past Monday on Earth Day. Oh, it was fun. We had kids playing. We had parents talking. It was a blast.
And so this is at Juanita Beach Park.
Juanita Beach Park. Please go.
I see what you're doing here. Like, we have a few rainy days.
Like today.
Like today. So why not take advantage, make it a strategic advantage. And put this beautiful artwork with an environmental message that comes to life when it rains.
Yeah.
And in a park that is well used and loved.
Right on the lake. Great place for the message.
Rainy day park experience right here. It's on scavenger hunt material.
Very much so. Please go and enjoy it.
Awesome. I have to admit, I did take a sneak peek at some of the artwork. Now, there is an image of these adorable turtles. Check out the turtles.
We've got some ducks.
You have ducks. The one that caught my eye was the otters dunking a basketball.
Lots of fun. Yeah, they got mad game.
They have NBA level.
I mean, a lot of people didn't know that about the species. I think it's, I'm not sure it's like just like it, the endemic otters here, but
they can
hoop it up. Yeah.
There you go.
And I was just kind of like, you know, that's impressive.
One of my, one of my favorite art pieces is a hopscotch with frogs and lily paws. Super interactive, fun for the kids.
Love that one.
That is cool.
Okay, well, any last thoughts about what critical information our wonderful listeners need to know about stormwater pollution prevention?
I do have a couple last thoughts is, we'd love to just encourage you and empower you to do your part to help stormwater pollution prevention, pick up pet waste, fix car leaks, divert your car wash water to your yard rather than the nearest storm drain. And if you do see any sort of water quality concern of pollution out and about in the city of Kirkland, call our hotline.
Yeah, that's important.
Call our hotline 24/7. We have the most amazing staff that respond. The hotline is 425-587-3900. Absolutely. Just call it and report us. Let us go out there and figure out if it's a big deal, a small deal, if we could provide education, let us do our job.
Wow. Yeah, so folks don't really, whether it's a big deal or not, let us figure it out.
Absolutely. Right? We've got it. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. And if you want to learn any more information about stormwater, go to kirklandwa.gov/cleanwater
Love it.
Love it. Well, Remory, last question. Do you have a favorite movie, show, or book, or what are you reading, watching, listening to?
Well, I'm a mom of two very active kids. When I do have, I would say recently my son and I sat down and watched, rewatched Down to Earth. Have you ever seen Down to Earth? It's a series on Netflix, and they go around the world to different cultures and places in the earth to talk about sustainability. And recently went to Iceland, and we went to Iceland last year as a family. Cool. So this is a great show. Super fun.
Down to Earth.
I recommend it.
Wow. I love it. We may have to have you back just to do a whole show on Iceland.
Yes.
Love Iceland.
Absolutely.
All right, well, thank you for that tip. Now, Ryan Marie, will you stick around for our pop quiz, our multiple choice trivia?
I wouldn't miss it. I'm very competitive. Let's go.
Oh, okay.
Let's go. That's right.
So one of these answers rains down the truth, while the others simply clog up the storm drain.
Ah,
which means, of course, we just made them up.
Okay.
We do that a little bit here.
Okay, yeah. So one is true, two are false.
Yes.
All right.
Option A, the Kirkland water supply comes from underground aquifers in the North Rose Hill and Finn Hill neighborhoods.
Okay, interesting.
Okay.
That's option A.
Mm-hmm.
Option B, at least 50% of the water quality problems in the United States result from stormwater runoff.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Option C, despite an adult human body being up to 60% water.
Okay.
It's all our hot air that lets us float.
Ah, okay.
I have an affinity for that one.
I feel like I resemble that one.
option E is in the play.
Yeah, I might be going with it. Yeah.
That one might be my favorite one. It gives me a good giggle. But I'm going to choose B.
Oh, well, we do have an expert here in the program.
I'm jumping on that.
You're going to jump on B?
Yes.
And I'm not sure that we have aquifers in the city of Kirkland. Mm. I don't know that that is a big enough water supply source.
Yeah, we don't. Neighboring jurisdictions do, but...
Oh!
Oh! All right.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah. Maya Marie is dropping. She's dropping diamonds.
Let's go.
And of course, the answer is B.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Due to water picking up harmful materials when washed across land, it is the biggest water pollutant.
Okay.
In fact, approximately 70% of all storm drains lead directly to rivers, lakes, and estuaries, and are never treated.
And that's across, probably across the country. Because I think here in Kirkland, Remery, you were mentioning
100%.
Like, 100%. 100% of them go.
In Kirkland, we have complete separate pipes. So every storm drain goes to a downstream. It's a great thing. But we need to do our part to make sure those chemicals are not picked up with rainwater.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you know? So Kirkland actually gets its water from the South Fork Tolt River watershed in the Cascade Mountains.
Oh.
Ah, Mountain Fresh.
Yeah, Mountain Fresh.
Mountain Fresh. Thank you, Ryan Marie, for being on the podcast.
Will you come back? I would love to. It's my pleasure.
We'd love to have you back.
Awesome. Don't forget to nominate a Grand Marshal before May 10th.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that does it for this week. You've been listening to This Week in Kirkland. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. Special thanks to Anthony Girardi and Victor Durantes for their behind-the-scenes magic.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next episode is May 2nd. Until then,
stay connected, Kirkland.